It's time again for 300 Villages, AK's weekly trip around the state. What community do marathon runners, dog mushers, and railroad buffs have in common? If you guessed Seward, you're right. The city is located at the tip of the Kenai Peninsula on beautiful Resurrection Bay, and today Seward celebrates its 100th birthday.
I'm Patty Linville, and I'm the librarian here in Seward. Actually, Seward was founded by John Belaine. His whole reason for being here was to build a railroad into the interior, and Seward become the gateway to Alaska. He worked on it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then he wasn't successful. And then later, I think it was in 1912 or 13 that they started up again, and I think it was the Alaska Railway Company was successful in getting the railroad into Anchorage and Fairbanks. The Iditarod Trail just had their centennial as well. It started here, and they went to Iditarod for the gold during the gold rush days, and they pushed the trail through initially, and then it was used quite heavily, I understand, during the gold rush. And actually, the people in Iditarod called it the Seward Trail. Yes, the Mount Marathon, and that's a really fun. If you haven't been there, you really need to check it out. Many, many people come to town, and you get to watch all the runners go from the center of downtown all the way up to the top of a 3,000-foot mountain and back. And the front runners are really fun to watch, and also the people who are coming in at the back there. It's a really quintessential 4th of July celebration. We still get the cruise ships, and also the Sea Life Center is a real draw for people to come down and see that. We have Woody the sea lion, who he's an elder there at the Sea Life Center now. And then that's where a lot of rescued animals go when they're found. They take care of them there. This Friday, we're having we're calling it a council reunion, a city council reunion. We've invited people who have either been on council, served on council, people who ran for council and didn't get it. And we have some trivia that we're going to go through and just kind of have a community get together and celebrate the fact that we've been incorporated for 100 years.
That was Patty Lindvall, Seward librarian. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Dave Waldron, Annie Fite, and Ellen Lockyer. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Constance Huff.